Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to be with me again as I continue on in a message, The New Priesthood. And so I'm going to jump right into it. We're going to be looking at the first book of Samuel, and just by way of quick review, it speaks about a man named Elkanah and his two wives who went up to Jerusalem every year, Shiloh, to sacrifice, and one of his wives' name was Hannah, and she was barren, and it says in verse 3, this man, Elkanah, went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were the priests of the Lord, were there. So, going quickly through that first chapter, she prays a prayer. Eli thinks she's a wicked woman, drunk, and she said, I'm not drunk, I'm of sorrowful spirit, and he says, the Lord grant thee your request. So she bears a son, and because God answered prayers so wonderfully, she lent him to the Lord. She gave him to the Lord and was under the care, the protection of Eli. And so let's now go to chapter 2, and after Samuel was brought unto the house of the Lord, and it says the child in verse 11 did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. He was the high priest. Now, verse 12, this is where I'm going to start sharing. The sons of Eli were sons of Belial. That's Phinehas and Hophni. They knew not the Lord. They were wicked men. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant, their servants, came while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. They went and helped themselves. And if any man objected and said, well, let the fat at least be burned, they said, no, we're going to take it by force. We want it raw, not cooked. In verse 17, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. And now going down to verse 22, it says, Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. Listen to this. Not only did they abhor the sacrifice of the Lord, as it says in verse 17, they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So listen now to what their father, how he rebukes them. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all the people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. He certainly was correct in all of that. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Now, going down just a little bit further, verse 27, a prophet, a man of God, comes to Eli, this is not Samuel, and says, thus saith the Lord. And he speaks of choosing him out of all the tribes of Israel, this is verse 28, to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me. And in verse 29, here comes the rebuke to Eli. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation. listen to this, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said, indeed, thy house, the house of thy father, should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And he goes on to say, I'll cut off your arm, the arm of your father's house. There won't be an old man in your house. And he goes on to say, in verse 34, this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come to pass upon thy two sons. They both shall be killed in one day. And of course, that happened at the, that did happen when the ark was taken. Now, this is verse 35. I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in mine mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Of course, obviously, that is a reference to Jesus. And so we want to look at what is going on here. On yesterday's broadcast, I shared a very important passage, the very words of Jesus found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 37, where he said, Jesus said, if any man love father, mother, brother, mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. And here we see an exact replica, if you will, of that situation under the old covenant with Eli, because the rebuke of that unnamed prophet was, you honor, this is what the Lord said, you're honoring your sons before me, and you're getting rich off to this, off the sacrifices of God's sacrifice off of the people. And so it was a strong rebuke, and he basically says, you're done, I'm raising up a new priesthood. And of course, as we know, the prophet Samuel grew up to be able to minister and he had a tremendous ministry among ancient Israel. In fact, was instrumental in anointing the first priest, Saul. And we'll be looking at him a little bit later. But beloved, what we see here is bringing it now back to our present time as we look at the lack of unity and the apostasy and outright heresy that is occurring in today's church. And I'm including, you know, I'm speaking about the nominal church, all those who claim to be Christians, who have before the world a title of Christian. There is so much apostasy going on. There's, if you will, an existing Eli priesthood today that has compromised. And just like Eli, it says when he heard the news that the ark was taken, I won't turn to read the details, but he fell backward. He was a very heavy man and broke, his neck was broken. And so just as he was heavy of flesh, so that is true of the Eli priesthood today. Not necessarily overweight, but heavy of the flesh in terms of carnality. There's the flesh lusts against and wars against the spirit. But the good news is, beloved, is God is bringing forth the administration of the Holy Spirit through faithful priests who, and I'm speaking not just a fivefold ministry, those who are actually in leadership, but if you recall, if you were with me that first yesterday, we were talking about the words that John had in Revelation 1 and 6, he's washed us from his blood and has made us kings and priests unto our God and his Father. So every believer is certainly a priest before God and is a king in terms of your influence that you have in your metron of authority, the people you influence at work, at home, neighbors, friends. You are walking as one who has spiritual authority. Praise God. And so, thank God, the voice of the prophet is again being heard in our land. Fivefold ministry has for decades now being restored, and a ministry that has gone blind and refuses to refrain its sons, if you will, like Eli, is being replaced, if you can hear it, by the answered prayers of a woman in travail. And I'm referring to Hannah. Remember, she prayed for a child. She was barren, and God gave her Samuel, her firstborn. She did have children after that, but she lent him to the Lord. She gave him to the Lord, and he was raised in the house of the Lord under Eli. And again, the word that unknown prophet or unnamed prophet gave was confirmed through Samuel, even while he was a young boy. And it was obvious the prophetic mantle was going upon him for the extensive ministry he had at an important time in the history of Israel. And also, as we look going forward yet in time, David, he was certainly a faithful priest, if you will. He ministered before the tabernacle. He brought with rejoicing. He wore the linen ephod, if you would, of the priests. And he was a man after God's own heart. And as we go on to see his predecessor, Saul, he was a man who was fearful, who was insecure, who was jealous, who listened to the people. I'm not going to take the time to learn, but at one point when he was rebuked by Samuel, he said, well, the people did it. He was into placing blame. And basically, his responsibility was his own. He refused to obey the command of the Lord and then argued with Samuel. And Samuel said, this day the kingdom is taken from you. Hallelujah. And so, not only in terms of what's actually happening to the outward church today, all those, and I'm including everybody, the apostate church in the ministry, there's a Saul in the ministry, but also there's a Saul in our own lives, and that is our self-will. That has to die so that the high priest of our faith, which is Jesus, can reign supreme. Remember 1 Samuel 2:35, that prophet said, this will be a faithful priest after my own heart, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. That's referring to Jesus. And so, beloved, that new priesthood, and we're to be like Jesus. We're kings and priests unto our God, and so we're following in the footsteps of Jesus. Praise God. I'm praying that you can grasp the beauty and the significance of this new priesthood that God is raising up to include every single believer. That's you and me, beloved. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.